Your boom pineapple wine, your $1.50 all the time.
Listening to the Baby Bunker. I'm your host, Amelia Eagle. I'm so excited to tell you today's show is kite-themed. Have you guys ever flown a kite before? It's the perfect thing to do outside as it starts feeling like spring. And now you can. Today we're going to learn how to build a kite, hear a story about flying, laugh at some good jokes, and dance to the music in between. All that and more, coming up. Thanks for listening.
Just find your waistline, move it to the left and then move it to the right, move it up and down and then move it all around, shake till the whole night the sun come down. Sing again.
All right, first up we have Liam Costello reading The Kite. Take it away, Liam.
Days with Frog and Toad. The Kite. Frog and Toad went out to fly a kite. They went to a large meadow where the wind was strong.
Our kite will fly up and up.
It will fly all the way up to the top of the sky.
Toad,
said Frog,
I will hold the ball of string. You hold the kite and run.
Toad ran across the meadow. He ran as fast as his short legs could carry him. The kite went up in the air. It fell to the ground with a bump. Toad heard laughter. Three robins were sitting in a bush.
That kite will not fly,
said the robins.
You may as well give up.
Toad ran back to Frog. Frog, said Toad, this kite will not fly. I give up.
We must make a second try,
said Frog.
Wave the kite over your head. Perhaps that will make it fly.
Toad ran back across the meadow. He waved the kite over his head. The kite went up in the air and then fell down with a thud.
What a joke,
said the robins.
That kite will never get off the ground.
Toad ran back to Frog. This kite is a joke, he said. It will never get off the ground.
We have to make a third try,
said Frog.
Wave the kite over your head and jump up and down. Perhaps that will make it fly.
Toad ran across the meadow again. He waved the kite over his head. He jumped up and down. The kite went up in the air and crashed down into the grass.
That kite is junk, said the robins. Throw it away and go home.
Toad ran back to Frog. This kite is junk, he said. I think we should throw it away and go home.
Toad,
said Frog,
We need one more try. Wave the kite over your head. Jump up and down and shout, up, kite, up.
Toad ran across the meadow. He waved the kite over his head. He jumped up and down. He shouted, up, kite, up. The kite flew into the air. It climbed higher and higher. We did it, cried Toad.
Yes,
said Frog.
If a running try did not work, and a running and waving try did not work, and a running, waving, and jumping try did not work, I knew that a running, waving, jumping, and shouting try just had to work.
The robins flew out of their bush, but they could not fly as high as the kite. Frog and Toad sat and watched their kite. It seemed to be flying way up at the top of the sky.
Thanks, Liam, and of course, Supermom Diana Barra, for that story on flying kites and never giving up. We're going to listen to a song before our next activity. If you're feeling antsy, jump up and dance. Otherwise, get out some paper and coloring stuff and draw the coolest kite design you can think of. Maybe you'll be able to make it by the end of the show. If you want to share your design with us, have your mom post it on KMXT's Facebook. Hope you guys got your wiggles out. Up next, we have Kira and Colin Gibbs bringing to us The Gibbs Show.
Welcome, Kodiak, to The Gibbs Show. My name is Kira Gibbs, and I'm here with my brother, Colin Gibbs.
Hi, everyone.
So some of us have been sad that we can't play with anyone or go around to other people. We decided to share some riddles with you to make you happy. Listen carefully, because some are pretty tricky. Colin is going to start us off.
What did the zookeeper use to unlock the cage?
Is it a monkey wrench?
Excellent.
How does the ocean grease the beach?
Doesn't it wave?
You're correct.
What does a tree do when it's ready to go home?
It leaves.
Good job.
In February, March?
No, but April, May. Why did the pillow cross the road?
I don't know.
Because it was picking up all the chicken's feathers.
What does a cloud wear?
Easy, thunderwear. So hopefully you are enjoying your riddles and laughing at them. Did you know laughter is good for you? It is. Here are some of the benefits we get from laughing.
Laughter relaxes the whole body.
Laughter boosts the immune system.
Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals.
Laughter protects the heart.
Laughter burns calories.
Laughter lightens anger's heavy load.
Laughter may help you live longer.
So, we're going to share a few more riddles for you. We hope they make you laugh.
Who was that owl who did all the tricks?
Was it Houdini?
You are correct.
What kind of money did Chuck take to the beach?
That's easy. Isn't that sand dollars?
Fabulous.
How does the moon stay up in the sky?
Isn't it by moonbeams?
You are correct.
Why isn't there a clock in the library?
Because it talks too much.
Fabulous.
What do you call a bear with no ears?
Bee.
Get it? B-E-A-R-S.
What kind of tree fits in your hand?
A palm tree.
Well, folks, that is the end of our riddles. Have a great day, all of you. This is Colin
and Kira
saying goodbye for now.
Thanks, you guys. Some of those were really tricky. And it's great to be able to laugh, even when we can't see our friends. We can still tell them jokes over the phone. Up next, we have a special treat. A professional kite crafter letting you in on his secrets.
Good afternoon there, everybody. This here is Connor, your creative kite crafter of Kodiak. Yes, you're correct if you're sitting there right now thinking to yourself, whoa, he must know how to make some pretty cool kites if he's got a nickname that radical. Well, today is your lucky day, because I am here to tell you about my world-class, top-secret kite creation method. Yep, I'm talking about flying kites here, boys and girls. In as little as 10 minutes, you could be outside flying your very own kite, weather permitting. Flying kites is my favorite thing to do in this entire world. Well, with exceptions to candy and Santa Claus. The reason I love kites so much is because they come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, and colors. There is no wrong way to make a kite, really. But for my top secret world-class kite instructions, I'll be telling you how to do a diamond-shaped kite. For that, the materials you will need are some thick plastic, like a heavy-duty trash bag or a plastic tablecloth would do. Two wooden dowels, which is just a fancy way of saying some long skin sticks. And my favorite lengths are around 2 to 3 feet long. You will also need a ruler, some good strong tape, like duct tape, some scissors, some yarn or twine, which I personally like, a marker if you want to draw some cool designs, and a chunk of cardboard that's kind of like hot dog shaped to wrap the twine around once you get it spooling out. You will need are some thick plastic, like a heavy-duty trash bag or a plastic tablecloth. two wooden dowels around 2 to 3 feet long. You will also need a ruler, some good strong tape like duct tape, some scissors, some yarn or twine, a marker, and a chunk of cardboard that's kind of like hot dog shape. Now that we have all the materials ready to go, let's get kite making. First off, lay the dowels in a cross formation on the plastic. Move one of the dowels a little bit higher up so that one end is longer than the other. Next, use your ruler and trace a diamond around the outside of the dowels on the plastic. Cut out the diamond shape with your scissors and then tape the end of the dowels to the plastic. There should be 4 contact points that are taped. Once those are securely taped, tape the 2 dowels together at their cross points in the middle. Now this next part is where it gets a little tricky. You have to poke 2 holes in the plastic along the dowels that goes across the kite lengthwise. They should be close to the corners, but not all the way at the end of the dowels. Now cut a smaller piece of string about 2 times as long as one of the dowels. Next, flip the kite over and thread one end of the string through one of the holes and tie it to the dowel. And do the same thing with the other end of the string and the other hole. Tape the ends of the strings in place to make sure that they stay put, because you wouldn't want those coming loose mid-flight and having your top-secret world-class diamond-shaped flying kite sailing off into the sunset without you now, would you? Now that we have the kite almost ready to go, it is time to secure the long attached twine line to it. So now take one end of the rest of your string, not the stuff connected to your kite, but the other stuff, and tie it to that string connected to your kite. Tie it right in the middle of that shorter string. Finally, wind the rest of your string around your hot dog shaped cardboard handle. And our kite is done! Ha ha, this joking. We still need a tail. Cut out a long, thin piece of plastic and tape it to the bottom of the kite on the wooden dowel. Okay, now our kite is really done. Now that we're ready to fly our new kite, all we need to do is go to a big open area outside on a day that's a little windy, but not too windy. It's easiest if you have a friend there to help. Hold on to the handle with the string wrapped around it and have your friend hold on to the kite. Next, unwind about 20 meters or 60 feet of the string and stand far enough apart from your friend so that the string is straight and not hanging down too much. Your friend should stand with their back to the wind, holding the kite by where the strings are tied together. Next is when it gets exciting. Your friend should let go as the kite so the wind could push it up while you pull back on the string to get it going. Now, it might take you a few tries, but in the end, you will get your kite flying and it will be a super awesome time. Mark my words. Otherwise, they wouldn't call me Connor the Creative Kite Crafter.
Wow, Connor, I had no idea you were a professional kite crafter. I'm definitely looking forward to making one of these and trying it out on the beach the next windy weekend. We're going to switch gears here and listen to Talby Manilin read his haiku, Kites.
Kites by Talby Manilin. My kite flies high in the sky. Its tail spins round and round. Cold wind hits my cheeks. I see a rainbow.
Short and sweet, not unlike you, Talby. We've been intellectual for a while now, so I think it's time we loosen up with a little more music. Thanks for hanging in there. I hope you're having as much fun as me.
Sing it up, mister! Hear what I say, sir, yeah. No, yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir! Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said it. Oh.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Boom, 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 broken wings and learn to fly. Boom, 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 your life. Boom, 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 you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Beep, beep, beep. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Ding ding song in my eyes, I learn to sing. Ding dong ba dong, dong ba dong, all your life. Dong dong dong, dong dong dong, we're only waiting for this moment to be free. Beep beep doo doo blah, Blackbird heard fly. Dong boom doo boom doo boom boom blah, Blackbird heard fly. Dong boom doo doo, yeah, to the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Ding this broken wings and learn to fly. Bim boom ba doo, bim ba doo, all your life. Mm boo, mm you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Ding this song in my eyes and learn to sing. Bim ba doo, ba doo, boom boom, all your life. Bim boom ba doo, boom ba ba doo, you were only waiting for this moment. To be free, be 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 do do blah, Blackbird heard fly, be be do be we be do blah, Blackbird heard fly, be be do be in the light of a dark black night, be be do do blah, Blackbird heard fly, be be do be be do blah, Blackbird heard fly, be be do be in the light of a dark black night, blah, Blackbird heard fly, be be do. We be do do blah, Blackbird heard fly, boom boom boom, get the light of the night black night.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of the Baby Bunker. I gotta go because my dog Oscar just called requesting cheese. Thank you so much, everybody, that helped contribute to make this show happen. Call if you have something to share. Otherwise, see you next week.
I saw a man, he's a well-dressed man. He had a tan from the Yucatan. He had a car, he looked like a star. I said, hey, don't I know who you are? But when they glanced into my eyes, I saw his soul with such a big surprise that he's afraid that he's just a bum. Someday, when all his stuff is gone and he's left without a dime, time and money, when all you got is time, and you can see him standing on the corner with a 90 beard and the bright red eyes. Oh, I know a guy, he's a pal of mine. I say, hey, I'm doing fine, I'm moving up the ladder. Rung, 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 I'm gonna get my million while I am still young. But at night, when he's had a few, his eyes say different. Line his tongue, they say I'm afraid that I'm just a bum. Someday, when all my stuff is gone and I'm left without a dime, time ain't money when all you got is time. And I can see me standing on the corner with my 90 beard and my bright red eyes going, hey. Hey, 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 come on and listen to my story. Hey, 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 hey. Ah, hey. Some people live to work, work to live. Any little tremble any earth might give, you can't hide it in a bar or a London fog. Can't hide it in a mansion with an imported dog. No matter how we plan and rehearse, we're at pink slips and mercy in a paper universe. And we're afraid that we're just a bum. Someday, when all our stuff is gone and we're left without a dime, time and money, when all you got is time, and we can see us standing on the corner with our 90 beers and shine a bright red light going, hey, 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 come on and listen to my story.